with just one glance, it's obvious the new Florissant Road Bridge is not so new anymore. The concrete holding the bridge together is discolored and crumbling. Metal grates had to be installed to catch bits of concrete from falling on cars zooming underneath.
It's mostly small chips, but there could be a larger chunk that comes down and causes serious damage.
That's Larry Welty of the Missouri Department of Transportation. As the agency's area engineer for North St. Louis County, he's seen a lot of old roads, highways, and bridges deteriorate over the years.
Any place where we have bridges that's 40, 50 years old, we have this kind of condition.
The condition of this bridge is something of a rallying cry for an impending ballot item known as Amendment 7. If approved, Missourians would pay an additional 0.75% sales tax for the next decade. This is one proposal that isn't falling on traditional partisan lines. For instance, it counts Democratic Senator Claire McCaskill as a prominent supporter and fellow Democratic Governor Jay Nixon as a fierce critic. On the GOP side, the proposal counts avowed anti-tax lawmakers as supporters. State Senator Mike Kehoe of Jefferson City is one of them. He says the sales tax will provide predictable income for much-needed projects, especially with gas tax revenue dwindling.
Our 32,000 miles of roads, our 10,400 bridges aren't going away. Somehow we're going to have to deal with it.
Supporters of the tax have raised hundreds of thousands of dollars to get the proposal over the finish line, and they may need it. A coalition of liberal Democrats and conservative Republicans has vowed to kill the tax. For instance, right-of-center lawmakers like Senator Ed Emery of Lamar have been put off by the size of the tax increase.
It's a definite impact on people's pocketbooks. I mean, they'll feel it. They know they'll feel it.
Anti-Amendment 7 Democrats say a sales tax increase is inherently regressive against poor and elderly Missourians. That's one of the reasons Les Sturman opposes the plan. Sturman is a former executive director of East-West Gateway, and he says the proposal represents misplaced priorities.
This, to me, is really a pretty significant overreach in a time when government in general is hard-pressed to fund essential services.
As debate over the plan goes on, MoDOT compiled a draft list of projects that could be funded with the tax. It includes things typically not funded by the agency, such as buses, light rail, and bike trails in the St. Louis region. Earlier this month, the agency showcased the project list at a Clayton library, but at least two potential voters felt underwhelmed for different reasons. St. Louis resident William Mattis didn't like how most of the region's proposed projects are oriented toward cars.
It's just disappointing to hear that so much money, or so much of the money that's going to be raised from this increase in sales tax is going to be used towards expanding and improving non-pedestrian-friendly projects.
But Kevin Bush isn't interested in fixing sidewalks or building bike lanes. The Creve Coeur resident says MoDOT should stick to roads and figure out a different way to pay for them.
Yeah, I think they're trying to put too much in one mix to please too many people, and specifically to get that federal funding.
Opponents may have precedent on their side. Back in 2002, voters overwhelmingly rejected tax increases for transportation projects. Missourians will decide on August 5th whether history repeats itself. I'm Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio.